It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
That's right. It feels strange, but that little heat wave is over. No more record temps ahead like the 95 degrees recorded at SeaTac on Wednesday. With a spike like that, some folks were worried about the potential for wildfires. We didn't get any. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain how temperature is not the main story when it comes to Northwest wildfires. There's a whole lot more that goes into it. First, let's hear your forecast, Cliff. Some drizzle this morning, but otherwise still pretty warm and dry out there.
That's right, Bellamy. And this morning was a real shock. The marine air surged in off the ocean, clouds everywhere, temperatures much cooler, and winds coming from the west. Now, today will be mostly cloudy, a little bit partly cloudy in the afternoon, temperatures only getting up to around 70. And then as we get into the weekend, it should improve a bit. We'll have clouds in the morning burning off, temperatures getting up to the mid-70s, which is still above normal. And that'll happen both Saturday and Sunday, and no precipitation. Now, on Monday, I think we'll have probably about the same thing, highs around 75. But then on Tuesday, I believe a weather system will approach. We could have some showers, a little bit of clouds, and cooler temperatures in the 60s on Tuesday. And then I don't see any heat waves, at least through the end of the week.
But earlier this week, 95 degrees at SeaTac, pretty dramatic. A road buckled in the Soto neighborhood of Seattle. And yet we got no wildfires.
That's right. We had warm temperatures. You know, we had that other heat wave in May. But warm temperatures don't necessarily give us wildfires. And the proof of it is what happened just this week. Around here, there's two big ingredients that we need to get a wildfire, really three. One, you need dry ground, dry conditions, so dry grasses or bushes or whatever. And then you need wind. Wind is a very, very important. And particularly dry winds that are descending down mountains. We call these downslope winds. And when you have these strong downslope winds, that helps in a few ways. As the air sinks, it dries, relative humidities tend to be low, and also the winds tend to stoke the fire. I mean, fires expand rapidly, they move rapidly, embers get pushed ahead when you have strong winds. And in fact, most of the big fires around here have been associated with strong winds. And this week, we may have gotten up to the low to mid-90s, but that day was one in which we didn't have strong winds at all. Another thing that you need is something to initiate the fire, and that could be a careless cigarette, or it could be lightning. And, you know, we had relatively clear skies and no lightning at all that day. So we didn't have anything starting the fires, we didn't have the strong winds, and we didn't get the fire. So temperature alone is not enough. We need some other ingredients to get the big wildfires here.
And we did have those ingredients in March when we had that unusually early spate of fires.
Right. So back in March, why did we get the fires at the end of March? The real reason was we had an unusual weather situation. High pressure in eastern Washington, lower pressure over the west, and we had extraordinarily unusual and powerful easterly winds that came from eastern Washington descended on the Cascades. As they descended, the air warmed as it was compressed and it dried. So we had this extremely dry air and strong winds. And, you know, we had plenty of grasses left over from last year. Those grasses get almost immediately dried. You know, these strong downslope winds like a hair dryer that dries out grasses within hours. And so some careless person probably threw a cigarette out of their car and ignited some grass, and that dry air with the strong winds exploded into fires. In fact, that happened in several locations. So the big fires in western Washington, the big historic fires on the west side, have virtually all been associated with very, very strong downslope easterly winds.
And sometimes fires start even when it's relatively cool.
That's right. It doesn't have to be warm to get a fire. And a great example of that is the campfire near Paradise, California. You remember that from last year, where 86 people died and it was about $18 billion of damage. Well, they had strong downslope winds on the Sierra Nevada, but the temperatures were in the upper 40s to around 50. So it's a really good example that temperatures don't have to be warm to get major fires that are blown by the wind.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.